Morning, Boker Tov, Teis Amud Raisid, Rosh Hashanah, Daf Zayin Amud Beis, Rosh Hashanah Zayin Amud Beis. We left off by the two dots, Zayin Amud Aleph, around 12, 10 lines off the bottom of the page, Lechumas Shkalim. But just to get our bearings, so we had a Braisa at the top of the Amud over here, on Zayin Amud Aleph, Tanar Banim. We had said in a Braisa, a list of Rosh Hashanahs, meaning Ech B'Nisan is Rosh Hashanah for the months of the year, for the Iburin, for being Ma'aber of the year. That's the last one we spoke about. Chumash Kol, which we're about to speak about. Some say also for Shechiras Batim. So we had a list of things that also Rosh Hashanah is Nisan, and the Mara is going through describing each one and then describing why the Tana of our Mishnah neglected to mention these. So the first one we already dealt with yesterday. That was with the month that Nisan is the first month of the year. We brought the Rayas, and we also dealt with Iburim. What does Iburim mean? Nisan is the Rosh Hashanah for Iburim. So we explain it means that Nisan is the cutoff point to Ma'abar the Shana. We know when the year, when the calendar gets too far apart, the solar calendar, lunar calendar, are 11 days apart every year, 365 versus 354. So the seasons eventually will get messed up if you stick with the solar calendar only. Right, and just keep it at 354 years. Eventually, Pesach will be in the cold season. It won't be the beginning of the fall, at the beginning of the spring. Sorry, it'll be much, much earlier. So, what do? So, every couple of years, actually 7 times in 19 years, we make a Iber. We add an extra month here. We have an Adar Beis. So, the cutoff point of making Adar Beis is Nisan, right? We have discussed the Machlokes, whether it's Purim or whether it's the whole month of Adar, you can still do it. But either way, by Rishchet Nisan, you can no longer make an Iber. Why did our Tana not count such a case? Why did our Tana not count the case? Because our Tana wasn't speaking about Roshanas of Afsakas, of being ends, of stopping. He's talking about Aschalas, things that start. That's why our Tana didn't count. So before we go further into the next Gemara, this one point we touched on yesterday, but we were short on time, so I wanted to do just elaborate and draw more. So in yesterday's Gemara, we quoted on this Din of Iburim. We quote a price that says you cannot be ma'abra the shana, and you can't declare that you're adding a month to the year before Rosh Hashanah. It's too early. And if you did, it doesn't even work. But after Rosh Hashanah miyad, you can. If it's a tzchak, it's a press, you need it. You know you need to? You can already declare it right after Rosh Hashanah. Although, which month is going to be the extra month? Still Adar base. It's still going to be second Adar, but you declare that you have the extra month already by Rosh Hashanah. And the question that is raised by the Tosfos Rid is, if you look at the sugyas over there in Sanhedrin, where it goes through the reasons why you can be Ma'abar Hashanah, there will be three reasons Ma'abar Hashanah. One is Mishum Tekufa. That's the basic idea that the seasons aren't aligned. Tekufa. That's the basic one. That you can already see far in advance, if that's the case already. Mishum Atfua, that the grains are not going to be ready in time before in the normal season, or Mishema Peiros, similar to the Peiros, the fruits of the tree, so the fruits, the vegetables, or the grains. Three different reasons. The Gemara there brings that there seems to be the majority opinion that if you have two out of these three reasons, you can be Ma'aber the year. But if you need two, you need to check off two of the boxes, then you can be Ma'aber, you make it every year in a month. If you only have one, you don't make it every year. Question is, the Peiros and the Tua, there's no way that at Rosh Hashanah time they can tell that it's going to be we're going to need an extra month till we get to Pesach. We're going to have to delay it a month. There's no way they can tell that by Rosh Hashanah time. So if two of the three reasons cannot even be deciphered at that time, how could you declare it a new year if you need two or three reasons? As I affect Tais Rid, answer Tais Rid, that the Gemara there does bring a minority opinion that as long as you have one of the reasons, that's enough. And Tekufa was saying is able to be determined already that the seasons are off. You can determine that already way back when, Rosh Hashanah time. And therefore, our Gemara, this price that we're quoting, goes like, our Gemara's price, it goes like that time that holds that one reason is sufficient. That's Tosfos Rid's answer, that this price, it goes with the, we call it the minority opinion, it goes with the opinion that one reason is enough. You don't need two out of three. Two, everyone wants to suggest that there's also other factors besides those two reasons. There are other factors we referenced so quickly yesterday, but there's other factors that could be used as well. For example, the sheep have to be, you're supposed to bring a sheep that's, within the first year for Karban Pesach. It's got to be within this first year. But if the new sheep, the new crops, I mean, they can be more throughout the year, but we'll see. The Mara doesn't actually discuss today's stuff about different times of the year when the sheep are typically born. The gestation period is 5 months, but when they're actually born. So if it's clear that the sheep being born will not be big enough Pesach time, that would be a reason also to already declare an extra month, delay to give another month for these animals to grow, to develop, to be bigger. So, Tzvi Revin says, you could combine this outside reason. Yes, there's three main reasons, but even according to opinion, the two reasons, you can combine Tekufa with some other outside reason, and that also would be enough to declare earlier. It doesn't have to be enough according to the minority opinion. It can be according to even the side that you need two out of the three, and it's not two out of three, you need two reasons. Over here, you can have other reasons as well. Okay. Zakti So we had said that for Trumas Hashkolim, the new year is Nisa. That means when we spoke out, they used to bring the Machzor Shekel up to the Shefers into the Lishkas Hagaz in the Beis Hamikdash, and then the Kayim would go out, like Mishnah Shkolim, the Sky says, Kayim, but he has no hems on his pants, he has shirts on his pockets, no hems there, no pockets, so no one can him. He goes in and he does the Trumas Lishka. He takes three baskets full three times. He takes three baskets full of coins out, and he uses those coins to buy the kabbalas. That's the Trumas Lishka. So when we say that it's the new year, Rosh Nisan is the new year, that means you do a new Trumas Lishka. You bring all the coins. Let's say you gather them from Adar. You call out people should donate it. They're supposed to arrive by Nisan. They don't all arrive by Nisan. New coins arrive throughout the year, but a bulk of it, a lot of it arrives by a big chunk by Nisan. You do a new Trumas Lishka Nisan, and then you use those new funds to fund the kabbalas of that year. Let's see. Well, Trumas Lishka, but do we see this idea that Nisan is the new year for Trumas Lishka? Amar, when the kohen goes to take coins from that, or those baskets, when he goes to take three baskets of coins from those overall coins, that's called the Truma of the Lishka. Amar Beishaya. Amar Menon. How do we know? Sorry, again. How do we know that Nisan is the new year? Amar Beishaya. Amar Kra. Zeis Eilas Achaydesh. Zeis Eilas Achaydesh. Bechachay Lechachay Hashanah. This is the Eila. That says the word Chaydesh multiple times. So it's Eilas Chaydesh. B'chadshei l'chadshei hashana. We darsh it as follows. Amar Teira. Chadesh v'havei carbon b'chumah chadasha. Bring the new carbon from the new funds. Now, what's the new year? How do you know that Nisan is the new, is that cutoff period? V'gam b'shana shana b'nisan. Make it say shana 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 b'nisan. Why? It says over here in this pasuk, it said l'chadshei hashana. And it says by Nisan, rishinu l'chem l'chadshei hashana. We just quoted the pasuk the other day, that Nisan is the first month for the months of the year. It says Lashon Shana the year by Nisan, clearly. It says Shana over here by this new Ayla that's being done for the new year. So we darshan that the new year is Nisan for the Kibbonis. In fact, Gemara not so fast. We know Tishrei also has a din of a new year, and the Pasuk describes it. Says the word Shana there. For the beginning of the year, and over there it's referring to Tishrei. Says Gemara, done in Shana Sheish Mechadashim, Shana Sheish Mechadashim, Veidan Shana Sheish Mechadashim, Shana Sheish Mechadashim. We compare the Shana that we have over here in this Pasuk, says Eilas Achedesh, Bechadshai, Lechadshai Hashana. It has Chadashim there referenced as well. And we're comparing it to the Chedesh Hazel Lechem, right? Rishanu Lechem, Lechadshai Hashana, right? Nisan. As opposed to Bereishis Hashana, only has the word Shana, doesn't have a Chedesh there. So we say we compare it to Nisan as opposed to Tishrei. If not for the fact you had a better, stronger comparison, then Avada, it could have been a comparison to Tishrei. But because we have a stronger comparison to Nisan with the word Chedesh, we compare it specifically to Nisan. I'm reading Shmuel, Karbanas Sibar Bam Bechu Nisan. Karbanas Sibar Shmuel says this on the same din. Karbanas Sibar that come on the first of Nisan, mitzvah ben Achadish. It's a mitzvah to bring it from the funds, from the Machzor Shekel funds of the new year. V'im Hevi Minayashan. But if you brought it from old funds, from the extra funds of the prior year, yatsi, the carbon's kosher, el shechisa mitzvah. You missed out the mitzvah. You missed out mitzvah means like mitzvah mufcha. You missed out doing it in the optimal form. That's you missed out. But avada, the carbon is still going to be kosher. It's not ma'akev to bring the carbon of seber from the new monies. It's just the ikur mitzvah. Kind of yachu the rabbis are very similar to this member of the Amram of Rishu Shmuel. Carbon of seber abam mechon nisim. The carbon of seber born on the first of nisim mitzvah levin chadash. It's a mitzvah to bring it from the new funds. But the evidence from the old funds, he's still yaitza. El shechitzer mitzvah, he is missing the ma'ali yaseira of bringing from the current year's funds. Separate in the yachash asadim, and that's mamish black and white. Where Rivdim Shmuel said yachash asadim mishlein, a yachid that donates from his own to the tzibur. So normally machzor shekel is each person gives half shekel, that's obligation. What if yach wants to top it up and give the tzibur? Halacha is ksheirin, it's kosher. Vachims from the tzibur, provided that he gave it to the Friday, he really gave it over wholeheartedly to the tzibur. As for pshita, why would I think that it wouldn't be kosher? L'chera if he gave over his money to the tzibur, he donated to the tzibur, why shouldn't it be a good carbon tzibur? It says, Mara, ma'adatayim, pshita, ma'adatayim, leichash, shema, top line of maize, leims from the tzibur, yafa, yafa, kamash, balan. I would have thought that maybe we're concerned. He's not really fully giving it over. There's a part of him that wants to keep it for himself. And therefore, be a carbon tzibur coming from Yach, which is a problem. It has to be that the carbon belongs to the tzibur. If he didn't give over wholeheartedly, it doesn't belong to the tzibur. So I would think this is a concern. Kamash, balan, we're not concerned. In fact, Gemara. Now, Bechlal, this idea that Nisan Again, this whole last price of this whole last din, we're going to get back to this din in a second, about giving over to Tzibur wholeheartedly, but the point is this whole last din is that there's a concept of a new year for the money, and when is that new year? We're saying it's Nisan. That's what the time of the price is spoke out. Ask the Gemara, the time of the our time of Mishnah, who didn't list Nisan as the new year for the separation of the, for the Chumas Alishka, for the sake of taking the new Shkolim. Why didn't he list it? Kiv the Tani, in Heviyatza, Leipzigle. Since we're saying that B'di'evit, the price we quoted, the memory quote from the Mishmuel, since B'di'evit, if you don't take from this year's, if you take from last year's, it's still kosher. Therefore, since it's kosher B'di'evit, the Tana did list a ton of listed things that have a new year, and the new year is a full cutoff. Something which is still B'di'evit kosher is not going to be listed. Our Tana did were listed in the Mishnah, so it's kosher B'di'evit, which is, of course, a strong kosher. This Gemara is a strong kosher. We quoted this in the Mishnah, we referenced it very quickly, but now we can appreciate the question better. That would make a clear distinction between L'chatchil and B'di'evit. We're saying that B'di'evit, it works by Shkolim, by Kabbalists, and that's why our Tana doesn't quote it, the only time the Brisa. Rambam Paskins, one of the things listed in the Mishnah is Meiser Behema. We're actually discussing it a couple lines from now. One of the things listed in the Mishnah is Meiser Behema. We're going to get back. We've segued into the Brisa. We'll get back to our Mishnah about Meiser Behema in 10 lines. So, Meiser Behema, Rambam Paskins, that B'di'evit, if you take Meiser Behema from one year onto the next, it's Chal Mechumras HaKachim. For him, we spoke out on Daf Beis Manal, we have the Mishnah. It's Chal Mechumras HaKachim. And the Mefarshim are bothered that the whole list of the Mishnah are things that are not Chal B'di'evit. Then it's a Rosh Hashanah, and it's like a real Ikov. Over here, we're saying the Tana of our Mishnah specifically left out the din of Nisa being the new year for Chumas Alishka, because B'di'evit, if you use from last year's money, it's fine too. And therefore, Tana left it out. But according to Rambam, Maisa Behemish should be left out. Bob Kasha, the Farshim is on Rambam based on this Gemara. Now we can appreciate the Kasha much better. So we spoke back then, unique terence from the Netziv and Rebbe Sada. He wants to suggest that when Rambam says it's Chal Kedushim Mechumas HaKachim, it does not mean that you offer that Maisa Behem on the Mizbeach. That's mamish a good carbon, maybe offered as like a shlamim, as a betanai, but it doesn't mean it's pasha that it's a carbon meiser. It just means mechumras hakachem, it gets a status of kedusha, right? If you took truma, if you took meiser from behemoth from one year to the next, meaning we're saying in order to be chayv meiser, maybe you have to have 10 animals in the current year. What's the current year? We're going to see, we said the Mishnah already, we're going to quote our Gemara now, discussion whether it's El to El, Tishrei to Tishrei. That was machlekes in our Mishnah, a mayor, and versus Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Shimon, right? In our Mishnah. But whatever the year is, you have to have 10 animals that were born in that same year. If they were born in different years, then you don't have Chayv Meiser. Furthermore, by the way, I forget if we mentioned this earlier in the Mishnah, the once with Chayv Meiser, if he puts the 10 animals into the corral at once and has them, counts them out and walks them out, if you don't go through that action, it wouldn't be called Tevel. I don't know exactly what you call it. It's like a Tevel, but you're not. The Chayv doesn't kick in until you go through that motion. Okay, fine. But certainly, if it's over two separate years, you're not Mechayv. Says the Mermisad, the Rambam doesn't mean that if you did it, it's mamish karma meiser. It just means mechumras hakachem has din of kedusha. You set it aside, you treat it like a meiser, and if mechumras hakachem, you have to treat it with hekdesh, you have to treat it with kedusha, but not that it is a proper carbon.
So
you have to be, well, it depends. Again, if it's the case, right. The example I'm imagining is there's no chiv at all. You don't have enough.
Right.
When you're, right. Okay. Now, one other point before we go further, I referenced this before, back to Amud Aleph, we're saying that if a person donates on behalf of the tzibur, we're saying that the carbon tzibur cut from him, as long as he donated it properly. Pshit to the Mara, what's the chiddush? It's the obvious. Mara says, I would have thought he didn't give a yaf yafa. Tais is bothered. If you look at the bottom, Tais of Amud Aleph, read inside quickly. Pluk to the Tanai, he say, Perak Abayis Valiya. In the end of Abayis Valiya, the end of Bamatsiya, Tav Kufiches. Tesis brings that there's a machlekes there. Those who watch, the way it works is by Shvias. You don't have, how are you going to be Eimer? How are you going to be Eimer by Shvias? The Chayra, only way to be Eimer by Shvias is to have, you can't plant barley, is to find some, is to have aftergrowths, right? You can't plant the fields. Things that grow by itself is what grows. But even that is Hefkel HaKalav, who's going to take it? How you can have Eimer left over, Pesach time, to bring a Michlus Eimer during the Ashmita. So you have people that voluntarily went and watched over a certain svichim of barley and said, let's leave this, we need it for the Michlus Eimer. And they protected it. Now, by watching it, yeah. What? Well, it's Hefkel for everyone. So instead of taking it, okay, but it's for the Beis Mikdash. Okay. So instead of taking themselves, they watched it. Now the problem is their time is money. Their activity here is as value. So Michlus Eimer, of course, is a carbon seber. So Tesis brings that over there, Bamatsiya Kavikhes, it discussed over there, Bashvias, im it's not the Shemachinim, if it's considered the Shemachinim, if he's being able to be not of his time, not of what he's doing, Ktas Tema, the Parachach over here, Agamar asks, Pshita. Isn't it obvious that the guy donates it to a carbon seber, it's good? And over there, it's all Sugya. Milsa Davi plukta to Tanai. It's machlokes Tanai. It's machlokes Tanai there. Whether or not we can just take for granted that he is donating his time and his efforts over to the Tzibur, and the Michas Eimer belongs to the Tzibur or not. Here we're saying Pshita. The Gemara answers, I would have thought maybe he didn't go over you. So the Gemara's answer does stem with that Gemara. Our answer stems with Gemara Bava Metzia. But the Gemara's question, Pshita, what's the Gemara here? Is Pshita on something that's actually a point of contention over there in Bava Metzia. Answer says this. Doesn't really say a clear answer. But I'll read the words. Vishama Yesh L'chalik. Over here, we're not as nervous as Rabbi Shaimer. Rabbi Shaimer is machlekes, but he donates it fully. Whereas over here, we're not so nervous. And you say, why? What's the chiluk? What's the shalom? So the Achrayim want to suggest that there's a fundamental difference. Over there, a person may not realize that he owns it, that because he watched it, because he gave his time to protect it, that he has an ownership in it to go, have to be makdish to give it over full-heartedly. He may not realize that there's something for him to relinquish, to give to the tzibur wholeheartedly. So he may not do it. Over here, it's pashut. I'm donating to the tzibur money for garment tzibur, and it has to be garment tzibur. The Mara held, it's pashut. The guy knows he has to donate it, otherwise it doesn't belong to the tzibur, it's otherwise his. And the Mara says, what's the chiddush? The Mara says, no, still, maybe he didn't give it fullheartedly. Fine. But it was pashut, at least in the Havmina, that he knows he has to give it, he's giving it. Over there, the guy may not even realize that there's something for him to donate, and therefore, there's more of a concern, therefore it's a machlaika. So yes, here from Shita, and they're not. Okay, two dots. Some say also that Nisan is the new year for Sechiris Batim. Tana Baram Lutin, a Bais, this is elaborate on this din. Hamas Rabbi Sechavir, the person who rents his house to his friend for a year, Manashem Mesechidish Rehmliyam. You count 12 months day by day. Meaning you rent it for a year, that means whatever day we are today, 12 months till that day, the next year. That's simple. If you say this year, even if you're standing on the first of Adar, once you reach the first of Nisan, the year's over. Because he said this year, the new year for Sechiris Batim is Nisan, so this year ends in Nisan, even if you only rented it from Adar, and you said this year, you said the word year, it means this, effectively means this month. Said the Marnah just like a Bavardakasha. So why are you giving the example of the first of Adar? Say it was the 29th of Adar, and you say this year. And then the next day, the year is over. I think we actually used that as an example when we spoke out this. We spoke out halachas of this year earlier in this Masechta. We say that one day could be the year. Gemara says, Amar, even if according to opinion that we could say one day in the year could be called the year. We find the Gabbai Dinim over here. When it comes to renting a house, not till I turn inish. There's no such thing as renting a house less than 30 days. When you come to and get busy with renting a house, I mean, ask Airbnb, that's more of a different concept. That's like a malone, that's like the equivalent of a staying in a hotel. Over here, talking about renting a house, when a person takes over a rental of a house, he only does it for a minimum of 30 days. He only does it last 30 days, and therefore, you wouldn't say Yemechah B'Shana Chashana L'Gabi this din. So, when we say that a guy says I'm renting a house to Shana Zoo, it means this year till Nisan is only if you have at least 30 days. Only if you have at least 30 days. Okay. Says the Gemara, Vema Tishrei, but maybe it means Tishrei. Who says Nisan maybe means Tishrei? Maybe Tishrei is the new year. Shana Zumi still Tishrei. Answer the Gemara, it's a logical concept. Stam ki agar inish based on the cooling image, Shamim agar. People rent the house for the whole winter. They don't leave the house leading up right to the winter. So it makes sense when they rent the house, they rent it for the entire winter to be covered, protected during the rainy season. It's not until today, it's very common to have much more movement in terms of moving into houses or moving into apartments during the summer months and the winter months, because people are much less likely to leave their homes during the winter months. The Tanakama, the Bryce of Atana Didan, what our Tana of the Tanakama, the Bryce didn't list. Remember Yesh Aimrim, that Nisan the Rosh Hashanah for rentals, house rentals, right? But Tanakama didn't list it, and our Tana of our Mishnah certainly didn't list it. Why did they leave it out? Because it's still raining. Nisan, the rain season doesn't end by Nisan. It's still plenty of rain. People don't want to end their rentals in Nisan. So, okay, therefore what? If you jump into Rashi, that Benisan also is Shchiach Tiri, so Rashi says, of him, a lot of clouds. Ktiri means clouds. Miskashrim, they connect to each other, they get very, very thick. Ugsham Yardim, Hathikos Acharim. It's like Meshamim is Nisan. Okay, so then Nisan's not the time, meaning one thing the logic is, people don't want to move out. Tanakama said, the Tana of the Bryce HM said, people don't want to move out during Nisan, till Nisan, because in the winter they want to stay in the house. Tishrei, they don't want to move out right before the winter. But Nisan's end of winter, it's fine. Tanakama and Tana of Rishal. No, Nisan's not the time because it's very rainy there. So then what is the time? Ear? Like what is the time? So I could have heard ear, but that's not the Mefarshim explain. The Mefarshim say the Shachish Mishpat, explains Rashi, and he brings that according to this, the new year is going to be Tishrei. Because Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. Yes, it's uncommon that right before the winter someone's going to want to move, but if by default, if I don't have, when I say this year, if we're saying Nisan's not a time to move out because you haven't satisfied being protected for all the winter months yet, so you're not going to move out, you know, then by definition, Nisan won't be called the end of the year, won't be called the new year, and therefore we just default back to the standard new year, and the standard new year by us, by Yidden, is Echad B'Tishrei. Okay. Echad, well, there's other version that can disagree with this, but I mean, again, we could have easily heard that Sivan, that Nisan, that year, sorry, would be the time. Okay. Bechabel, Rosh Hashanah, Ma'is Behema. Echabel is Rosh Hashanah for Ma'is Behema. Now we're back to the Mishnah. We had segued for a bunch of other discussions and even a brisa. Now we get back to our Mishnah. Echabel is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. Mani, who's the author of Mishnah, Meir, Meir Zatan, we said in the Mishnah in Bechairis, Daf Nun Zayin. Bechabel, Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema, Lugalim, sorry, period. Echabel is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser Behema. Ask the Gemara now, and Yossi, you're going to love this. You'll see why in a minute. Lugalim, Mani. And who is the Tana that says that Nisan is the new year for Regalim, for Yamim Tovim? Reb Shimoni, in the Mishnah we said Nisan is the new year for Melachim and for Regalim. And we pointed out that really has two meanings, because Regalim means Pesach, and Pesach means the 15th. And you were bothered, why is it Echabani since it's really 15th? The Gemara is going to actually count it as a separation of Rosh Hashanah coming up right now. Very good. So Regalim is who? Is Reb Shimon. That's Reb Shimon that we had earlier in the Masechta, four Mechleikas, five Mechleikas, Baal Tacher, what's going to be, how does it work? Is it, right, any three Regalim? Is it two Regalim? Is it one Regal? Is it Dafka Sukkah, is it the, right? Or is it Dafka through Regalim Keseder with starting with Pesach, and that was Rav Shimon Shita, and that's our Mishnah. Okay, so the din of Regalim is Rav Shimon. The din of Ma'aseh Behema in the Mishnah, which is El, is the same according to our Meir. So what comes out? Emesef, look at the next part of the Mishnah. Rav Lazar Rav Shimon, I remember Echad B'Tishrei. They argue, like we just pointed out, that say the new year for Ma'aseh Behema is Echad B'Tishrei, not Echad El, it's Echad B'Tishrei. So ask the Gemara, what comes out is Rav Shimon is the first din of the Mishnah, and then he's the third din of the Mishnah, and in between you have someone else. Echad B'Tishrei, according to Rav Shimon. Reisha v'sefer Reb Shimon mitzias Reb Meir. Having the Reisha and the sefer be Reb Shimon, and the middle case be Reb Meir, not geshmak to have Reb Shimon, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon as the author of the Mishnah. Reb Yosef, the simple and very common teretz. Rebbe, he, the author of the Mishnah is Rebbe. V'nus will be tonight. It's Rebbe, and he was going based on different opinions of tonight. Meaning, Rebbe concurred in this din like Reb Meir, and therefore he said, Meiser, you have to speak out. Reb Shimon argues. So the first din of the Mishnah, he concurs with Reb Shimon, like Abe Nechemis Minger Golem. He quotes that as fact. Second din of the Mishnah, Meiser, he quotes as being, right, the din of Meiser being Echad be Elul, like Reb Meir, that's what he holds. But then he has to point out that Reb Shimon argues. So it wasn't that he's quoting Reb Shimon or Meir, Reb Shimon. He's quoting his own Shita and then sprinkling in where the Sadi views are. Okay. Reb Golem, Sav, like Reb Shimon, Rebbe is going according to the time, and Regalim goes like a Shimon. Meis goes like a Meir. Yachay has more 1 second. But if that's the case, Arba, why does the Mishnah say that there are four New Years? Chamisha Avi is actually five New Years. What are the five New Years? Rashi points out that the five New Years are the first of Nisan, the 15th of Nisan. That's the one that I thought you'd like. Yes, Rashi points out Tesvav Nisan, the first of Elul, the first of Tishrei, and the 15th of Shvat. Going up the 15th of Tu Shvat. So you have five, not four. Chamisha Avu, Amarava, Arba leDivrei Hakol. This four, according to everyone, meaning all the, we call it the original Tanaim, Rebbe came later, each have four. There are Meir Arba, because Rameir has four Dal Regalim, because you're taking out the Regalim, which Rameir is one of the Shitas that hold, you don't have Shal Shugam Bechlal, forget about an order of Pesach, you don't have Shal Shugam, he holds, I forgot, from Meir, I think Rameir's one that says only one Regal is enough to be Iver, maybe two, but I think Rameir's one says one, but either way, he doesn't agree to the Regalim. The Reb Shimon Arba, because he takes away, Tishrei is the same, of course, for the Rosh Hashanah, for other things, and for Ma'aseh Behema, he takes away El. Reb Shimon Arba, Dal Ma'aseh Behema, he takes away Ma'aseh Behema. So according to any one of the original Tanas, you have four. Even Rebbe himself would come out that you could have five. Rav Yitzchak gives a different answer. Arba Chadash Vim Kamer Rosh Hashanah. There's still 4 months, because Nisan's being double counted. Alfisan and Vivianism. It's still 4 months, and amongst the 4 months is many New Years. It doesn't have to be, the number could be more than four. Meisvei, Esmerkasha, Shisha Sbenisan Rashan and Laimer, the 16th of Nisan Rashan and Laimer, Shisha Besiv Rashan and Lashnelechem, the 16th of Nisan is Rashan of Laimer, of course, that's really being the Mikhus Aimer, and that's what sets the new clock for Chadash and Yashan of the grains for the people. Shisha Besiv and Rashan and Lashnelechem, that's Rashan and Lashnelechem, and that's what sets the new clock for Chadash Yashan for the Beis Hamikdash. The Rava, listening, Shisha Levnachem, listening, Chamisha. So, based on this Brisa, according to Rava, that every unique new year gets its own count. So, the 16th of Nisan and the 6th of Sivan should be two new counts. It should be up to six in the Mishnah. And according to Nachman Yitzchak, that say you go based on months. Okay, so the one in Nisan is already counted. That month was counted already. But the one in Sivan should be counted, and it should be a fifth. Amar Papa, Kikachash immediately to Chayal Me'urta. The Mishnah only counts things that are Chal from the night before. Things that are Chal the night before, a Rashana that takes effect the night before, that's counted, whereas these are all the Michas Eimer and the Shtei Lechem are karbanis that can only be brought by daytime. Therefore, they're counted. Midle Chal, Meur Tulei Chashav, things that don't count aren't Chal the night before can't be counted. Rabbi Golem, what do you mean? What about Yom Tovim? Tulei Chal Meurta, Yom Tovim don't start the night before. I they do. What we mean is the karbanis that you bring for Yom Tovim, the carbon of Yom Tovim that you bring only could be. Well, I'll say a little better. What's the din of Yom Tov? The real din of Yom Tov was the din of Bal Tachar. That this is the set of about three Baal Tachar. Well, when do you have Baal Tachar? You don't have Baal Tachar at night. You can't be Karbanos at night. There's no way that Baal Tachar is at night. When do you have Baal Tachar? The Pasht of Baal Tachar is by day. After being, you have to bring the Eilus Tamid first in the morning. Then afterwards, you're able to bring the Karbanos. And you haven't brought it yet. Then we say you have Baal Tachar. So it's also going to be Chal by day. The Kalash Vedo is counted, so we see it's not based at night. The Mar says, La Suye Me Kara Mechayev V'Kleim. No. He was ready Mechayev to bring it from the time he made the Neder. So therefore, We're correcting ourselves. Yes, he can't bring the carbon at night, but the deadline was the day before that, the end of the day before that night. Once nightfall hits the Yom Tov, he blew it. He's over. You don't say that he has the morning to bring the carbon, because next morning it was when you can bring carbonus, because he's able to bring carbon all this time till now, and therefore he's over already by night. Says Yevil is. What about Yevil? Yevil doesn't take effect at night. The more understands, we're going with the Tzad. We're talking about Yevil, which is the beginning of Tishrei, is the new year for Yevil. And the more assumes that when is Yevil going to affect? Rashi brings. When is that? When they build the Shefer on Yom Kippur. At the beginning of the Pasuk and Mahar describes that on the 10th day of the month, they blow the Shefer, Tavir Shefer Chartzachem, right, on Yom Kippur. That signals the Yevil. When's the Shefer blown? By daytime. When's it blown? When's the Shefer blown? By Yom Kippur, by daytime. Hare Yevilus. So by Yevil, Lechayel Morta, the Yevil doesn't take effect till the Shefer is blown. We'll have us later in the Mesechta discuss more about this. But it takes effect when the Shefer is blown. We're going to compare Dinam of blowing Shefer Rosh Hashanah to the Shefer blowing that they did every year, to the Shefer blowing they did on Yom Kippur of Yevil. Okay. But Hare Yevilus, Lechayel Morta, the Kalashav, and it's counted as one of the New Years, even though it doesn't start at night. The Gemara says that our Mishnah goes like the Sheet of Rechayel, the son of Rechayel, who holds that Taka Yevil goes to effect immediately, automatically, by Rosh Hashanah, and now attack a start at night. You don't need the blowing of the Shefer on Yom Kippur. Says the Gemara. Let's see, two more lines, and we'll stop. So Rav Shish Beidi wants to suggest a new teretz that what are we counting? We're counting something that is not depend on a Maisa. Something that depends on a Maisa is not going to be counted. So, for example, the Aymer Shnei Lechem, what was the original question? Aymer Shnei Lechem should be counted as a fifth and sixth new year. That was the question. The answer is, Aymer Shnei Lechem are totally in action. Anything totally in action is not counted as a new year. We're talking about things that happen by itself. Ask Gemara, Vare Golem, the Midi Tolim Maisa, Regolem is totally in Maisa. The Gemara goes back to the assumption now that we had before also, that you're not over about Tachar until the morning, until you bring the Karbanas in the morning, and the Eilas come first, until you bring the Karbanas. Only then, we have had to be other Karbanas, you're over about Tachar, only after the Tamid. I keep quote the Eilas, should be called the Tamid. Until the Tamid Shachar was brought, so the Chayyar also tell you Maisa V'Khoshev. The Gemara says, no, same answer as before, Baltachar Memela Chayel, Baltachar is Chayel Memela. Top of the page, Vare Yevolis, but the Yevil, which the Gemara assumes only takes effect when you blow the Shefer, and it's counted. Again, we're going to Shomeshamarechamarecha, who says that takes effect automatically. The Gemara is going to be a third explanation. I don't want to run through it. We'll chazer tomorrow these first two terms, and we'll say a third.